Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Character Sketches for Boys and Girls by Henry Davenport Northrup, published in 1899. No person is weaker than the one who is a weather vane. They turn this way and that with every wind that blows. They have no mind of their own, no fixed opinion, no firm resolution, no strong determination. Yesterday they thought one thing, today they think another. They are unstable and hence weak. They drift about as straw does in a storm. They come to a conclusion, they do not know how to hold it. They are ready for another, and then ready for the next. Easily influenced, swayed this way and that, people say of such a person, you never know where to find them. I say do not trouble yourself to find them at all. They are not worth finding. Now, on the other hand, we also don't like to see a person whose chief characteristic is stubbornness, the person who resists all appeals to reason, who makes up their mind hastily, and then boasts that they never give up their opinion. They are obstinate, and proud that they are so. A mule may have most excellent qualities for a mule, but a person who is mulish, who is stubborn, and little else but stubborn, is only to be ignored, for such a person is too weak to form a correct opinion. They have too little mind to ever change their mind. Now, this isn't to say that we should not be firm. Steadfastness is a noble quality. However, when it is unguided by knowledge, it becomes obstinacy. In other words, we shouldn't stick to our resolve just to show strength. But having made up our mind that what we are to do is right and reasonable, we are then to do it, though the heavens may fall. Do not be drifting constantly from one purpose to another. Keep the end in view and press toward it. Have that power of decision which means success, and get rid of that indecision which means defeat. Here is the secret of many a failure in life. Undoubtedly, you have seen those who were brilliant in mind, capable of achieving much, endowed with energy and activity, yet they simply spun like a top, whirling round and round, and accomplishing nothing. They think they will do this, and begin to do it. They think they will do that, and go about it. They think they will do something else, try it, and then give it up. The one thing they should have given up was their senseless indecision. For so long as they are blown about by every wind that strikes them, all effort is a failure, and life becomes an absurdity. To be fixed and resolute is a virtue, but to cultivate this virtue, you must learn how and when to say no. People who cannot say no are never their own keepers. They are always at the command of others. Is it too much to say that half the world are miserable on this account, miserable themselves, and also a source of misery to others? Is it too much to say that decision of character is more important than anything else? No, I would say it is not. But as in everything else, they who would like to change themselves must begin with the smaller matters of life. The great trials of life come but seldom. They who allow themselves habitually to vacillate and hesitate and remain undecided in the everyday concerns of life will inevitably do so in those larger matters which recur less frequently. No one will succeed in acquiring true decision of character without perseverance. A few feeble efforts, continued a day or two, or a week, are by no means sufficient to change the character or form a habit. The effort must be earnest, energetic, unremitted. It must be persevered in through life. There is one habit which you should cultivate, not only for its usefulness in general, but especially for its value in developing true decision of character. That is the habit of doing everything that should be done, precisely at the time when it ought to be done. Everything in human character goes to wreck under the reign of procrastination, while prompt action gives to all things a corresponding life and energy. Everything that impacts decision of character is lost by delay. It should be a sacred rule for every individual who lives in the world for any higher purpose than merely to live, never to put off for a single moment a thing which ought to be done immediately, even if it be no more than the making of a bed. When I see a person neglecting their correspondence, letting letters or emails constantly pile up, I never fail to conclude that whatever other excellent qualities they may possess, they are a stranger to the one in question, the person who cannot make up their mind to answer a letter when they know it ought to be answered. And in general, a letter ought to be answered soon after it is received, will not likely manifest decision in other things of still greater importance. Indecision shows itself in other things of even less importance than the writing of a letter. For example, rising in the morning. A person who knows it is time to get up, and yet cannot decide to do so, and constantly lies yawning a little longer, and yet a little longer still, can never, while this indolence and indecision are indulged, be decided in anything else, at least habitually. Yes, decisiveness may occur in fits and starts, but the habit will never be so confirmed as to be regarded as an essential element of one's character. What I am trying especially to encourage in you is bold decision, that grand determination, without which no person can be more than half a woman or man. Firmness of purpose is to be master of the situation. Think of a great number of difficult pursuits. Think of the many hard things people have to learn. You are anxious, let's say, to master a certain subject. Do you think you will attain this goal by pursuing it with enthusiasm for a week and then giving it up for a month? You get down over your desk. The problem is a hard one. It suddenly occurs to you that you have a headache, which is a very convenient thing to have, since that problem is so hard. Your efforts suddenly cease. But if you could be decided enough to take the problem and stick to it with grim tenacity, you would doubtless have the sweet satisfaction of having conquered it, and would have proved something of even greater value, that you are not so weak as to be driven from your purpose by trifles or difficulties. Years ago, one of the hardest undertakings known to mechanical science was the making of lenses for telescopes. There used to be only one successful maker of these lenses in America, and that company furnished them for the largest telescopes on the continent. It required not only mechanical genius for cutting, grinding, polishing, and adjusting the glass, something vastly more was needed. Imagine beginning a work which is sure to last 2 or 3 years, with the possibility that even after all that labor and time, it will still prove a complete failure. Some flaw might appear, some disproportion, some unforeseen defect, which would defeat the whole process. Then a new beginning must be made, with a chance of a similar result. Very wonderful is the lens through which the heavens burst in new splendor. But more marvelous by far is that steady aim and unflinching perseverance, which declares that it shall be done. Decision, strong and unyielding, has had much to do with many of the great successes which command our admiration. Where many people fail is in a crisis of conduct. They know very well the course they should pursue, but they are tempted to do the opposite. They fancy that something is to be gained by yielding, as if it were possible ever to gain anything by a sacrifice of character. They have come to a fork in the roads. One road or the other they must follow. They have a grand opportunity to say no, and to say it would place the brightest jewel in their crown. It is just here where people break, go to pieces, and the wreck is more tragic than that of the richest merchant ship ever cast upon the rocks. That is why decision of character is such a grand virtue, why it has been celebrated as one of the chief elements of human success. A great deal of labor is lost to the world for the want of decision. Every day sends to their graves a multitude of obscure lives, women and men who have only remained in obscurity because their timidity prevented them from making a first effort. Make a decision now and get started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.